You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's insulation? You wear a jacket in the winter. Why? You have sheets of fluffy stuff in your house walls and attic. Why? You put beverages and ice in a cooler. Why? Basically, you want to keep the hot stuff hot and the cold stuff cold. That's the essence of insulation. While it can relate to electricity and sound, these examples that I just shared are with temperature. Insulation refers to keeping heat, sound, or electricity in something or out of something. We'll focus on heat today, or temperature insulation. Getting technical, insulation refers to a low heat transfer due to low thermal conductivity. Heat flow, or heat transfer, means that heat moves. Heat moves from something that's warm to something that's cold. When two objects or materials are in contact with each other, it's the heat that moves. Cold doesn't move. As a parent, you might tell your kids to put on a coat when they go outside in the winter or they'll catch a cold. Maybe you're talking about germs, but in physics, the heat leaves your warm body and flows into the cold air and cold ground. The cold does not go into you. So that's what the heat flow part of our definition means. What about that other part, the thermal conductivity part? That has to do with the rate, the speed of heat transfer through a material. Every type of material allows heat transfer. Heat moves through the material at a fast rate or a slow rate. A rapid rate of heat flow is called high thermal conductivity. Sometimes the term heat sink is used for a material that rapidly absorbs heat away from a hot material or object. It helps cool the object by absorbing and dispersing the heat. A low or slow rate of heat flow is called low thermal conductivity. These materials are insulators. So this would include examples like your winter coat, or your favorite wool sweater, or insulation in your attic. The feathers on a bird are great insulators, keeping it warm. The space shuttle had protective insulating tiles, keeping it cool upon re-entry into the atmosphere. Try this experiment at home. Fill a balloon with air and another one with water. First, hold the air balloon over a candle flame, and it pops pretty fast. Then do the same thing with the water balloon and see what happens or doesn't happen very fast. Water is a good insulator. Well, we've just learned a little bit about insulation. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.